This is Reverend Hika's, I'm not okay and that's okay. I'm not okay. I'm not okay I had to close the doors of the temple to protect my Sangha. I'm not okay that I can't give a hug to someone grieving the loss of their loved one. I'm not okay because I feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not okay that the most vulnerable in our society have become worse off. I'm not okay that Asian Americans are being attacked for the color of their skin. I'm not okay that those institutions charged with protecting us are spreading confusion and fear. I'm not okay that some pastors and churches are still holding large communal worship, falsely claiming religious liberty. I'm not okay that people are dying alone. Then he says, I am made okay by realizing that temple is not just a building, but a community of people who care for one another. I am made okay by witnessing simple acts of human kindness. I am made okay by being part of the evolution of what it means to be Sangha. I am made okay when a temple member asks me how I'm doing. I'm made okay by slowing down to realize what is most essential in this life. I am made okay by awakening to the beauty that is always present. I am made okay by the sun rising and setting each day. I am made okay when I chant the hymn of true and trusting each morning. I am made okay by hearing Amita's voice of compassion in my solitude. I am made okay realizing I don't have to be perfect to care for others. I am made okay knowing we can change our world if we try. I am made okay knowing that within the embrace of the sacred, no one dies alone. Not being okay makes me appreciate my full humanness illuminated by Buddha's light. Not being okay makes me strive to make things okay. I'm not okay, and that's okay. And then he adds at the end, of course, this is a Jodo Shen teaching, Namo Amida Butsu.